Good evening, I'm Kerry Walsham and today is May the 8th in Australia. Thank you all for being here from all around the world. This meditation to merge the fifth dimensional earth and the third dimensional earth comes from Chapter 4, Raising the Spiritual Light Quotient by David J. Miller. We will be working with Giuliano. To enable us to accelerate our group consciousness, energy, cohesiveness and coherency, we activate the Arcturian violet flame in our energy field now. Ooh. The earth is in a position now where it is responding telepathically to humans. One of the less understood aspects of biorelativity is that Earth has evolved as a spirit body and is receiving telepathic communications. But many of the telepathic communications she is receiving are not of the highest level. But because of this evolution, higher biorelativity is possible. But if large groups of people like you do not commit themselves to biorelativity exercises, then disharmonious and disintegrated energy becomes the primary telepathic input into Earth. Understand that you as starseeds and light workers have the ability to download fifth dimensional earth energy into the third dimensional earth body in a perfected state of alignment. That ability becomes more important as we move closer to 2020. Let it be known that the ascension is a time when the fifth dimensional earth body will come into perfected alignment with the third dimensional earth. Then, at that millisecond of ascension, there is transference of this alignment. Then a disengagement occurs in which you move to the high realm, because you are able to hold fifth dimensional energy. Now, the etheric crystals have many functions. One of their functions is to provide a guiding light, a guiding foundation for an alignment of the fifth dimensional earth with the third dimensional earth. When you are aligning the fifth dimensional earth the third dimensional earth, then you must consider that this is a huge conceptual energetic proposition. So let us visualize the etheric crystals that are around the planet. All these alignment points with the fifth dimensional earth. When we bring those crystals in alignment from the fifth dimensional earth with the third dimensional earth, you'll bring down the fifth dimensional earth into the third dimensional earth using those crystals as the locking points. This is one of the tasks for starseeds. This is why the etheric crystals play a more important role, perhaps more than anyone had imagined. Giuliano will work with us now and lead us through this exercise. Now we will travel up a corridor and out of our physical bodies. Rising up out of the physical body, travel this dimensional corridor to our starship, Starship Athena, in the Jupiter corridor. On this starship, we have a huge holographic Earth healing chamber. It is like a large auditorium. I want you to come into the auditorium and look at the screen. Juliana is at the controls. He enlarges the screen and focuses the holographic healing screen on third dimensional Earth. Visualize it at the bottom of the screen. Now you will see another image. On top of the screen, you see the fifth dimensional Earth. Energetically, it has the ring of ascension and a whole different astral field. It is this huge fifth dimensional light, and it is a huge planetary system. It is a lot larger energetically than the third dimensional Earth. The third dimension looks contracted in comparison. This fifth dimensional Earth is a huge, vibrant planetary energy. It is very expansive and filled with beautiful, harmonious light. Then you have the third dimensional Earth, which is what you are living in all of its contradictions and contractions. But on the third dimensional Earth, you will see many bright spots, and there are 12 etheric crystals. These are beams of crystal light. Juliana directs the alignments with his dial. He can turn the two Earths until they are in perfected alignment. We are setting up the alignment so that the etheric crystals on the fifth dimensional Earth come into beautiful alignment with the third dimensional Earth. Please visualize a powerful beam of light coming from each etheric crystal from the Groves Valley in Australia, Lake Taupo in New Zealand, Mount Fuji in Japan, Lake Moraine in Canada, Mount Shasta in California, Copper Canyon in Mexico, Volcan Poaz in Costa Rica, Lago Puella in Argentina, Serra da Bacatena in Brazil, Montserrat in Spain, Odense in Germany, and the Bosphorus in Turkey. All of these areas are sending up beams of light like searchlights. They are locking into the fifth dimensional etheric crystals in the fifth dimensional Earth. With the assistance of the holographic healing chamber, with Julio's assistance, and most importantly, with your visualizations. Also, the ring of ascension in the fifth dimensional Earth is coming into alignment with the ring of ascension in the third dimensional Earth. It is a beautiful image on screen in the holographic Earth chamber. Hold the image of this wonderful alignment as best you can during this meditation. Now together with Giuliano, we are going to bring fifth dimensional Earth into perfected alignment with the Ujjera crystals on the third dimensional Earth. Giuliano has what looks like a joystick. He brings it forward. As he brings it forward, visualize the energy of the fifth dimensional Earth coming into perfected alignment with third dimensional Earth, with the etheric crystals exactly in alignment. They are getting closer and closer, and now they come right into perfect alignment. You are fifth dimensional beings, and you are on the fifth dimensional Earth. Bring this fifth dimensional Earth to the third dimensional Earth, and bring your fifth dimensional self back into your third dimensional self as a participant in this exercise. Giuliano brings the joystick closer. You can see the two Earths, the fifth and the third dimensional Earth, coming to a perfected alignment right by the etheric crystals. It is in perfected alignment. Fifth dimensional Earth has come into alignment with third dimensional Earth. The anchoring points are the etheric crystals. Hold this alignment on the holographic screen. The Earth receives its energy. We are in a holographic time zone. This type of alignment work needs to be done by you more regularly. This is an encompassing work, a work that involves all systems, a work that covers all energy fields. We will now leave the holographic healing chamber. Now we leave and follow the corridor back to our physical bodies. Remember, you're going to re-enter your body. Use your concentration to re-enter in an exact way, stating your intention first. I will be perfectly aligned. You have re-entered your physical body in perfect alignment, and you remain etherically connected to this holographic healing chamber. During your meditation over the next 48 hours, you can return at will to the holographic auditorium of the Third Healing Chamber. You will also benefit personally from working on this alignment. This will bring a powerful telepathic energetic level of fifth dimensional light to Mother Earth. Blessings to you, the light workers of the Group of 40.